and we could be one step closer to another Clinton-Bush election, because Jeb Bush announced today that he will actively explore the possibility of running for president. The former Florida governor and brother of President George W. Bush issued the statement on his Facebook page. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, is here with more. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you.
And not a huge surprise, I have to say. In fact, Jeb Bush, for a couple of weeks now, has been dropping hints that he may run for president. Over the weekend, he was on WPLG in Miami talking about how part of running for president is transparency. Here's what he said.
In spite of what appears to be the case here in this current environment in Washington, you can do big things if you set the stage in a campaign and then move forward. So one of the things I am going to do as I go through this process is release all my emails and write an ebook.
So, Ron, was this a surprise to you that he came out today and said he's looking into it?
Not a surprise, Jeremy. Part of a series of steps, as you indicated, including the release of a lot of financial information showing he's been making a great deal of money since he left office a few years ago. Then this massive dump of emails that we're expecting to plow through from his 8 years as Florida governor. Why on earth would anybody do that unless he had further political ambitions? Now, of course, then you also have the remarkable statement that he made at a conference here in Washington earlier this month that you need to be willing to risk losing the primary in order to win in November. That's somebody who's thinking quite strategically about what's ahead of him. And so this Facebook post is really an incremental move confirming his direction.
So why not just go all the way and say I'm running for president?
You know, Jeremy, I am actively exploring the possibility of answering that question.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's the political equivalent of the Dance of the Seven Veils. You know, candidates used to do it on TV, on shows like the old Larry King show on CNN, if you go back to the 90s. Now it's done on Facebook or Twitter, and it still works. We're still talking about it right now, and we will talk about every veil as it falls.
Well, how does he fit into the emerging field? It looks like a really wide open Republican field. Maybe Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, they've hinted that they're interested in running in 2016. How's the field shaping up, and where does Jeb Bush fit into it?
I see Jeb Bush more or less at the head of the pack. And if you look at surveys that are done in the first four states that are going to hold nominating events in 2016, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Jeb's own Florida, he's right up there at the head of the pack with Ted Cruz, as you mentioned, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. Then there are a lot of other people who are looking at it as well. You've got Rick Perry, governor, a former governor, about to leave office of Texas. I've got Marco Rubio, although I think he steps back now that Jeb is running because Marco Rubio shares the Florida base with him. Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin. Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, who ran last time. And I've got six or seven or eight or nine more names now here I can read off to you if you've got the time to talk about.
Well, but you know, the thing is, Jeb Bush on the issue, the important issue of immigration, is at odds with a lot of the conservative members of his party, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He has been on the side of a comprehensive immigration approach, much as his brother George W. was, much as his father was. And this is something that's going to set him apart from many of the more hardcore conservatives. So, too, will the education program that Jeb Bush was responsible for largely when he was governor, the Common Core program.
So a lot to look forward to as we, it looks like, get right into the 2016 season already. And here we are in 2014. Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.